And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're at the Bondera booth. We're at the remodeling show. The floor is bustling. It's loaded with people.
There are tons of people here, which is a testament to what's going on in the industry right now that, you know, we're all seeing a little bit of growth, so it's so good.
Anything would be growth over the last 2 years, I can imagine.
And this is the biggest one that they've had, the remodeling show, in, 3 years, I think.
I think that's what I'm hearing somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So if that's any indicator, these guys are getting the jobs, winning the projects, and things are starting to pick up, if only slowly.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's so good to be here, too, because we're walking around the show floor. We're seeing all the new products that, you know, we get to see before they come out on the market.
Yes.
Or we get to see them while they're still new in the marketplace. You might not have heard about them yet. And we love doing that because it kind of keeps us kind of fresh and new and being able to share them with you, our listeners.
That's right.
So that you can find out what you want to use in your homes and, you know, when you have your contractor come by and you're talking about your ideas and everything, where you can go online to research everything. It's very cool.
Oh, it's great.
People out of their minds. Like, we were just talking with Jeff Devlin a little bit ago, and he's from Spice Up My Kitchen on HGTV.
Yeah, and A&E's drill team.
And he's out of his mind, too, walking around the show floor. Like, he's just, like, he had goosebumps.
He literally had goosebumps. That wasn't a figure of speech, either. He showed us his arm, which was gross.
Yeah. I don't think that was gross. He's a handsome man.
That's why it's gross.
Anyway.
He showed me his arm.
Well, and he was fired up, too, because he loves Bondera.
He does. He's used it.
Yeah, he has. And we are actually joined by a Bondera expert right now.
Yes, we are, Tom. Hey, Tom. How you doing, Bill? Frank? Joe? Let's see.
Rob.
How about Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Tom. It. Yeah. How you doing? Anyway.
Very good. Thank you.
Good, good.
Well, Mark has had the pleasure of actually using Bondera in his bath showcase that he's doing right next door to your booth, which is awesome.
And we will have the pleasure of using it in a kitchen backsplash project.
Yes.
Forthcoming.
Now, if for people that don't know about Bondera, you just have to, like, put down whatever you're doing, sit down, and you got to listen to this, because this is totally going to save you time. It is totally going to save you frustration, especially if you've never tiled before and you want to get into tiling something in your home, or if you're a contractor and you have some funny little detail that's going on in a project that's coming up, just wait. Listen to what Rob has to say about Bondera.
Because it's magic.
It is. It's like magic. It's like little fairies come in and do it for you. No, it's not really.
It's not. No. It's not. Rob, sort of in a nutshell, what is Bondera and what does it do?
Yes, it's a little Bondera magic, I guess we'll call it. It's a tile adhesive. It's a pressure-sensitive liner. And basically you peel the back liner and stick it on your substrate.
Uh-huh.
And when you're ready to tile, you peel the front liner and you stick your tiles on. And when you're done tiling, you can grout right away. So there's no mess with the usual methods of an adhesive.
Uh-huh.
So you're eliminating the mess. There's no smell. And the biggest key is you can grout right away and be done with the job.
Wow.
And when you say laying over a substrate, for our DIY audience that's listening, what do you mean by that? What can you put this Bondera over?
Very good question. The substrate could be your drywall board. It could be a cement board. It could be DensShield. It could be plywood. For our countertop product, it could be laminate, Formica. As long as it's clean, dust-free, oil-free, Bondera will stick to it. On fresh drywall, I would recommend you use a primer first. But Bondera will pretty much stick to anything that's dust-free and clean and oil-free.
Well, and the thing about it, too, is that we've played with it at home together, you know, because we're actually planning to use it for our kitchen backsplash. And it's sticky, but it's not like it's going to just stick to you no matter what. Like, you have to...
Yes, I know what you're getting at.
There's a little bit of, like, you don't have to worry that you're just going to be covered in, like, stickers and stuff like that if you're a DIYer and you're like, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? It actually, you have to really, like, push on the tile after you lay it out to make it really adhere to the Bondera.
Right, right. Yeah, so...
So there's a little give. Like, there's a little bit of, you know... You can, like the fudge thing that you can do.
Little fudge factor.
Yeah.
And as far as placing it, if you can think of putting up wallpaper, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sheet that you cut to the right length that you want.
Uh-huh.
And you peel back the liner as you're pressing it against the wall, and it'll stick to the wall. So it's very similar to doing wallpaper.
which is awesome.
That's very good. But the rolls are about a foot and 16 inches wide?
Correct. The wall product is a foot wide, 10 feet long, so it's a 10-square-foot roll.
Right.
And the countertop is a 16-foot wide, 7.5 feet long, still a 10-square-foot roll.
And can you use any kind of tile you want on either product, or are there...
There are some limitations. On the wall product, the maximum size tile is a 6x6 or 36 square inch. So it could be a subway tile that's 9x4.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can also use foot sheet mosaic tiles that are on a mesh.
Oh, the 12x12 that have, like a little dot in them somewhere.
Right.
Yep.
So those are fine. On a countertop, you can go up to probably like a 10x10 tile. So you can go a bigger tile on a countertop.
Okay, because obviously it's gravity is holding it down.
That's
right.
Well, and I have to ask, too, for the man on the street, like, walking by your booth here at the remodeling show, and they look at the
Just want to say there's no man on the street walking through here because we're inside.
Well, man on the aisle, floor. The man on the aisle walking by.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about. See, because before I didn't have any idea.
Contractors are a little bit funny, like you.
Friends.
And walk up and see something new like this and say, what is this stuff? And what is their reaction when you tell them really what it is and what it's going to do for them?
They almost can't believe it till we actually bring them to the table where they actually touch the product and put some tiles on and then try to remove it and see that, the tile really sticks to
it.
Yeah.
And it's, this will work. And then their brain starts turning and they can now they can kind of see where they could save on time. They could do jobs a lot quicker, and we're really getting the wow factor, really, is what we're getting from the contract.
Wow.
I like that.
Now, I'm looking over your shoulder here, and there's a shower stall with water spraying on Bondera with no tile on it, which is telling me that you're trying to tell me that it's waterproof.
That's correct.
And that's true? That's what the message is?
The message is it's a 3-in-1 product. It's a tile adhesive.
Uh-huh.
It's a waterproof product, and it's a crack isolation product also.
That is so cool.
You're getting three.
That is just so cool, I have to say. And you can get it at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
That's correct.
And if you haven't checked it out yet, if you are into you're planning a tiling project, or if you're one of, the mommies out there like me who are like, honey, it would be so awesome if we did this really cool mosaic thing or whatever. Your husband say, oh, no, it's going to take so much time. We can't do it. You're never going to help me with this job. Check it out. Buy a roll at Lowe's and play with it at home. Get a little scrap piece of wood or something and just lay it out and play with it. And your husband is going to be, like, over the moon.
Right on.
That's what I have to say.
Right. Perfect said.
And a lot of pros I've been checking out a little bit are a little circumspect that it's available at Lowe's. That's just because that's where
it just makes sense.
Where they are in the sales cycle. It's going to be available in professional distribution. It's a pro-grade product. That's why we're here at the remodeling show.
Yes.
And so there you have it.
And I love hearing that the pros are excited about it, too. Because, they can be a little bit, you guys can be a little bit tough on
That's
on
right.
New
we
stuff.
Make our living doing this. This isn't game time for us.
I know that.
We have to take a break, don't we?
We do have to take a break. So
we'll be back with more from the remodeling show in the Bondera booth next on My Fix It Up Life.